I've always believed that video as a medium could be potentially incredibly powerful within the classroom, but I'm not sure we've always got the most from it. I know that certainly during my early days of teaching, I think I failed to exploit the potential that video offers for a number of reasons, actually. It was a relatively new technology within the classroom. We were video recorders hadn't been around very long, and I guess we hadn't fully understood how to get the most from them. But also, the technology itself didn't lend itself particularly to using it fruitfully, shall we say. And what I mean by that is, we'd often record TV programmes which are particularly useful. So for me, programmes like Horizon and some of the school's outputs were potentially very useful, and we recorded an awful lot of them. But the problem was, they're in fixed amounts, so a half hour program or an hour program, but within those it might be just a few minutes worth, the real pearls of wisdom and knowledge that I wanted to use to illustrate some particular principles within the physics classroom. Actually getting those pearls out of the video is really tricky, or was really tricky in the old days. You've got to have two recorders and an infinite amount of time and patience to actually do the editing. That made life particularly tricky, because it wasn't easy to get from one point in a video to another. You got to fast forward, and you got to have all the sort of markers or places recorded and noted in advance. Very difficult. Nowadays, with digital technologies and videos being able to be provided through a computer, and you being able to put bookmarks onto videos and jump to various places in a video, and even to edit them and get them to a length which is appropriate for your needs in the classroom, is much, much easier. We've also got, and that brings me to the subject of this podcast, tools like Vialogs, which add an extra layer to the use of video. What Vialogs allow you to do is to take an existing video, which you can either upload or get from a YouTube or Vimeo URL, or even an existing Vialog, and take that video and then provide a messaging stream that comes with it. And that messaging stream can be information that you provide to provoke thought, or it can be replies to the questions that you pose from the students who are viewing the video. So in order to do all this, you need to first of all create a Vialog account. You need to have a video in mind and present that. There are various little bits of metadata you can put in, like a title and description and so forth. You can also choose the degree of visibility, whether it's public or private. And you can decide who the moderators of the video are. So if you were using it with a group of students with a colleague, then you could have them as a moderator. Or maybe even, if you've got confidence in your students, have student moderators for the video. Having done that, you can then, as I said, pose questions, and you can actually pose multi-choice questions. So if you have got a particular point in the video and you want to ask a question about it to which there is a specific answer, then you could offer a multi-choice question. What the viewers of the video will see is essentially a little bit like a chat panel, where there's a threaded conversation that takes place. So they can provide, in the case of a multi-choice, they can simply click on a particular option. But you can also ask more searching questions, deeper questions, which require a little bit more thought. And there, it is very much like a chat window. But you ask the questions at specific points in the video. So when you play the video through, you get to a specific point that you want to have your students think more carefully about, press pause and then ask the question, and then that time stamps it so that later on the question in the chat window that you've posted is related specifically to the point in the video where that information is held or where that provocation is. And then the students can reply to that, and they can reply to each other's posts, and it offers opportunities for quite deep discussions, I'd suggest. There is a slight caveat, in the sense that in order to be able to comment on the videos that you post through Vialog, your students need Vialog accounts. And then, obviously, we've then got into the realm of having to create accounts and all of the different the baggage that comes with that. So maybe this is something that you might only want to do with your older students. There are other tools that are available that do similar things to Vialogs. But if you have got an A-level group, for example, with a dozen students in it, and they're all up for creating an account because they can see the value of this, then you can start to actually create groups of people who have Vialog accounts. So then that makes the organisation of things a little bit easier once they've actually created their accounts in the first place. I think tools like this have got an awful lot of potential for doing what I was unable to do earlier in my career, which is to get the most from video technology, to actually concentrate it down to the relevant parts of it. I'm not saying we should get rid of complete videos entirely, but they're the kinds of things that, having shown short sections of a video, students might be more likely to want to seek out the full video for themselves. So I think Vialogs has got plenty to offer, and it's certainly well worth you checking out.